Hi everyone, welcome to another episode of the Drive to Succeed podcast. If it's your first time tuning in today, my name is Daniel, the host of the show. The Drive to Succeed exists to bring you new knowledge, wisdom, and truth in the world of entrepreneurship and self-development. Before I start, I want to say thank you so much for supporting this podcast. Even though I haven't really been consistent for the past 12 months, I know I've been suffering with pod fade, and right now this year I decided to be more consistent and really make myself accountable, because I can still see the analytics that people are listening to it, people are still downloading it and sharing it with their friends. And for you who have been supporting me for the past 2 years, ever since I started this podcast, and keep coming back and looking out if there's a new content, I really appreciate you. I'll do my best and work my ass off to make it happen. And of course, if you have any suggestions, any recommendations, or violent reaction to make this podcast more engaging, entertaining, and really serving your purpose in terms of your career, your health, your wealth, your relationships, please feel free to DM me on Instagram at Daniel_Francisco_. I'm just going to type in the show notes as well to make your life easier. But you know what? If you've been hanging out as well on social media for the past couple of weeks, you probably heard of a new buzzword, which is called Clubhouse. And Clubhouse is a new platform that lets people chat in real time, share stories, collaborate, and bounce ideas off each other using voice and their smartphone. And for me, who have been on the voice space for the past 2 years, I was like, wow, this is something new and something really interesting, and it feels like you're at an event. But of course, like any other social media platform, it can also be time consuming, and it can also lose your focus in what you wanted to do in your business. That's why this episode is specifically created for you. If you are someone who's using social media to build your business and online presence, then please listen until the end, because this episode is specifically created for you. And this episode is titled, How to Revamp Your Brand and Business Online in 2021. So if you've been following me for a while now, you know that I'm a firm believer that you gotta put in the hours, because there's no alternative. There's no substitute for work. Work works because it works when you put in the hours. I mean, it's kind of looking like if you go online and see these people making you believe that earning 6, 7, 8 figures in a year seems easy, but in reality, it is not. Right? It's kind of like you wanted to lose your weight and go to the gym because someone says, oh, you just put in an hour of your time every day and you know, you got to be consistent, right? It looks so easy. But when it comes to implementation and taking that action, you're not pretty much consistent. Thus, you lose the motivation, the consistency, and you go back to your old habits. Right? And the thing is, some people will also say that you gotta follow your passion and do what you love. I totally agree on that. But the only part is, someone's forgetting you that you need to put in the work as well, right? Because if you really wanted to be successful, there's no magic pill that can make you a millionaire overnight. And this is also one of the reasons why people who won lottery become broke after a year or so, because of the way they spend that money, right? We gotta put in these training wheels before until we can actually be on our own. And the thing is, it's similar to social media. I mean, you can say anything you want, everything you want, and make people believe like, this is me, this is, I'm great, I'm cool, you know, follow me. And you know, you just don't want to be an influencer. At the end of the day, you want it to be a business owner, right? And for the past 12 months as well, I've been really thinking as well, what is the message that I have? What is the thing that I can help people with? And really cut through the noise without giving you the fluff and removing that BS, and just really being authentic to you. Because at the end of the day, I also have my own reputation, and I'm not here to go in the short term, but rather on the long run. So it doesn't matter if You know, I don't post every day because even I myself experienced pod fade, and I needed the time off to come off with some realizations. What is my strategy? How can I gain clarity in the next year in order for these activities to make sense for me and my audience, for you who are listening right now, right? And doing deeper self-reflection on those activities I put in the year, doing this years, I mean, for the past 2 years, I did a podcast, social media presence. Here are a couple of realizations. Here are a couple of realizations that I had, right? So number one, social media can be overwhelming. I mean, if you've been following Gary Vaynerchuk, you know, he kind of says that you can create 64 pieces of content every day. Well, there's nothing wrong with it, but unless you have, if you have a team who can delegate your content to, and, you know, because when you create content, you can vary from researching, from producing, from posting, from managing those accounts. You know, if you are a solopreneur or someone who have like a small team, there's no way you can keep up, right? So that's number one. Number two, the more content we produce, the less time we can actually focus on things that really matter. And for a business owner, what does matter to you most? Paying clients, right? Because if you are online, people are gonna think, all right, so this person is always online. What does he do offline, right? How can he handle admin? How can he handle business development? How can he handle going on meetings if you're always online, right? So there's nothing wrong if you stay a little bit offline to just redo and really revamp and rethink what is your strategy for 2021. And of course, number three, paying clients doesn't happen overnight. When you're building a business, it's like a building, right? You need to have the right foundation. And sometimes you need to experiment to see what really works. And, you know, let's just face it, even though if you have the greatest content, doing tons of Instagram lives, or even a podcast like myself, right? I'm guilty of this. If you don't have a solid process that's working for you, you'll just run out of consistently and you'll just run constantly on the content hamster wheel, right? So some of you might ask, all right, so you identify the problem, Daniel, what is the solution? And of course, this podcast exists to bring you more value so you can serve more people with your business. By the way, I'm also building the Drive to Succeed community. So if you are someone who is an aspiring entrepreneur, a seasoned business owner, and you would like to be a part of an open, safe space community, and someone who wanted to reinvent themselves or really wanted to serve other people, then please head over to my Facebook page or my Instagram and click the link on bio on Daniel_Francisco_. All right, so let's get things going. So what is the solution if you wanted to make social media work for you and revamp your business and your brand online in 2021? Number one, make a social media audit and ask yourself, is my content clear? Look at the last 30 days of your post, or even look at the last 90 days of your post. And if you think about it, there would be analytics and insights to let you know if people are actually consuming your content or you're just focusing more on the vanity metrics, which is likes, hearts, follow, right? And because if you're not producing enough awareness, and it doesn't matter how much content you produce because no one is consuming it, then you're just gonna go back and fail, right? That's what happened to me as well. So that's why I'm sharing it to you. And if you ask yourself about your social media audit, can you ask yourself, like, does people really know what I do, right? Why I do it, and how can they get a hold of what I'm doing? Is it a product? Is it a service? Is there an offer even that people can get access to, right? So you need to ask yourself if that is clear on the content that you're producing, right? I know some people would like to educate their customers, their prospects via Instagram Live, via Facebook Live, or even TikTok or Clubhouse, right? But the thing is, are they clear on what you do? Because if they're not clear, then probably they'll be confused as well. And when there's so much confusion, it just adds more steps to your sales cycle. okay? So that's number one. Number two, pay attention to your audience problems, needs, and wants. Like, what does my audience really want? What does my audience really need? And what does my audience problems, though, they have that I can solve, right? And I know this is pretty much basic in the business, in, you know, creating a service or creating a product, but, you know, we really need to hone in on using that social media platform, whatever that is, to make it work for you, because otherwise you're gonna go the same thing like I did, like disappear for a while and then post again, disappear for a while and then post again, and you're just gonna go in the continuous cycle, and it's gonna be, you know, having a hard time for your audience to keep up with you because there's no consistency on it. And this word consistency is something that I needed to be reminded of and kick myself in the butt and just, you know what, Daniel, you've been consistent in the past, but you need to make it work for you, right? Because otherwise you're just gonna be the same people producing content, making, you know, making look themselves cool without any revenue. But of course, we don't want to be an influencer. We want it to be a business owner who has a revenue. All right, so that's number two. Pay attention to your audience problems, needs, and wants. And number three, which is very, very important, map out your audience or customer journey from the moment they landed on your social media page towards becoming a paying client. Some of the people leave it to chance, saying that, oh, they're just gonna land on my social media and thinking that, all right, it's just gonna click the link in bio, they're gonna book a discovery call. It doesn't happen that way if you don't have a clear-cut, you know, information how they can get through from your page towards becoming a paying client. And there would be probably several steps involved unless you map it out and get clear on what you wanted to take or what your audience wanted to take from the moment they saw your post towards, you know, giving you their money, right? So as number three, map out your audience or customer journey from the moment they landed on your social media page towards a paying, becoming a paying client, right? So that's number three. Number four, get clear on your call to action. Like, what is the call to action? What is the purpose of this post? What is the purpose? Why am I even online? Is it for me to brag how good I am, how great I am? Or is it, you know, something that people would look up to and get curious into so that they would know that I can serve them with my products or services, right? So get clear on that call to action. I don't want to go deep on this because there's a lot of things in this content. But just to give you an idea, it's one thing that you wanted your audience to take every time you do something online. It doesn't matter if it's Instagram or Facebook or you're using other platforms. It doesn't matter. Have a call to action. Get clear on it. Get consistent on it and measure it, right? Number five, create offers that are consistent with your customer's problem. Right? Doesn't mean that people are, you know, trying to sell you a course, that you need to create your own course as well, right? In the past, I used to think like, all right, so, you know, one way to make money online to sell courses. That is true. But you can also make money online by creating a software. You can also make money online by, you know, selling other people's product or by, you know, creating your own e-commerce store, right? Or creating a product that sells maybe in $10 a piece, but it actually sells, you know, like 1,000 per month. People are buying it, you know, 1,000 people are buying it and 10,000, that's 10,000 a month, right? But I'm saying you this, is it easy? No, it's not easy. Someone who tells you that it's easy, then they're probably lying, right? But there's a lot of ways you can generate revenue online without actually creating a course. The only reason why, I'm just going to tell you this because I'm also in this space and I know some people would, you know, be turned off of what I say. The reason why course creation is very attractive in this market, especially right now, because people are at home. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to be entertained. They don't know, you know, they don't get the same education they get when they go to school. So who do they turn to, right? Experts like myself. right? But doesn't mean that you're an expert of something. You need to create your own course and make money out of it. I mean, you can do it, or you can do it on the side, but like any other business, it's actually difficult, right? And this is one of the reasons why I'm building the Drive to Succeed community, because I know that I cannot do it alone. I need other people who can help me and support me to build this community where we can achieve a single mission of elevating ourselves to the next level of success. And of course, success is subjective, right? Some people may think success is more money. Some people may think success is more happiness, more love, right? It totally depends on what your definition is. But if you're someone who would like to be in a part of community, then head over to Instagram, click that link on bio, or send me a DM. I'm going to send you an invite as well in there. All right. So that's number five. Create offers that are consistent with your customer problems, right? Don't assume that you know what their problem is, right? Because if you assume, then you're probably creating something that nobody wants to buy. That's basically, you know, what I learned as well since last year. Let's be honest here, guys. I know some people would hate me for it because, you know, I'm opening up. But, you know, ever since I started this journey, I've always been transparent to you guys, always been authentic to you guys. And I just wanted you to have it out as well. And last but not the least, ask for reviews and referrals. It's really important to have reviews because people will know that you're delivering a good product. And when people know that you're delivering a good product, then people would love to try it. And, you know, maybe it's good for them as well. And then gonna give you a review. And, you know, it's just all about social proof, right? I mean, if you think about it, even on dating, why do you need to have a review on dating, right? Because if someone like egg you on your head, right, saying that, all right, so that guy, that woman, you know, is terrible. Well, guess what? People, you'll have a hard time dating. It's the same thing. You need to get reviews. But anyway, before we go deep dive and, you know, make a segue out of this episode, ask for a review, ask for referrals, always ask. And don't assume. And all right, so I think that's number six and the last part. So just to have a recap, number one, make a social media audit for the last 30, 60, 90 days. And, you know, get clear on what your message is. Pay attention to your audience problems, needs, and wants. Map out your customer journey or your audience journey from the moment they landed on your social media towards becoming a paying client. Get clear on your call to action. Create offers that are consistent with your customers' problems. And last but not least, ask for reviews and referrals. Right, so before I let you go, please leave me a review on Apple Podcasts. Share it to your friends, your family, your loved ones. Follow me on Instagram. Tag me at Daniel_Francisco_. It would really mean the world to me because this is the only way we can actually improve our reach and visibility and reach more people too. I mean, there are 7 billion people in planet Earth, and I can only believe that I'm only reaching a very, 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 very small fraction out of it. So it wanted to show your support. Please do all the steps you can do, and I promise you, I'm going to deliver you more valuable content that serves your purpose. And again, the Drive to Succeed community, click the link in bio on my Instagram. Until next time, thank you so much for listening. Wherever part of the world you are in, take care and God bless.